San Francisco is wrong to limit marriage to a man and a woman with Proposition 8.
As the court's decision was announced here, a celebration began among supporters of same-sex marriage. Gay and lesbians call the ruling a major victory in their long struggle to allow same-sex marriages to take place.
In a few months, once again, the freedom to marry will be restored.
But even the supporters of same-sex marriage who today are celebrating say the battle is far from over. There will be new appeals, and this case could eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Court of Appeals in San Francisco.
The White House is expanding funding for the fight against Alzheimer's, $50 million more dollars this year, requesting $80 million for next year.
Which is yet another step on what is a path to the 2025 goal to have prevention and an effective treatment for Alzheimer's.
That's Harry Johns, head of the Alzheimer's Association. Cut out some of the salt and you'll do yourself a big favor. It's easier to do than you might think.
Just 10 foods account for 44% of the sodium in the American diet. The major source of salt may surprise you.
Bread and rolls is the leading single source, partly because we eat so much bread and rolls. Cold cut cured meats are number two, and close behind are pizza.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says too much sodium increases the risk of high blood pressure, which is a major risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
It only takes one slip. After climbing Mount Hood at least a dozen times, an experienced mountaineer, Jared Townsley, fell and died. His body was found at the base of cliffs 9,200 feet up. They think he fell yesterday. We are an optimistic lot. 3 out of 4 Americans think the future's looking up. And the older generation, often called the greatest generation, is the happiest of them all.
Paid down their mortgages, they've raised their kids, they've experienced a career, and I think generally they're just probably a generation that did more saving.
That's Paul Hogan at Home Instead Senior Care. The deficit takes a dip in January.
The improving economy is translating into more tax revenue for the government, and that's helping the bottom line. The Congressional Budget Office says the deficit for January will be down by almost half compared to what it was a year ago for the same month. Some of that due to accounting issues, but still it reflects a better economy. And if people make more money and pay more taxes, that means less red ink for the government.
CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street, the Dow's up about 33 points. NASDAQ is down a fraction. The S&P's up 1, and oil prices at $98.51 a barrel. On the open beds of trucks, down the Canyon of Heroes in a ticker tape parade up Lower Broadway in Manhattan, the New York Giants celebrated their Super Bowl championship. The president even called Tom Coughlin, coach, to congratulate the team. This is CBS News.
Beat the winter blues with great savings at Rite Aid. Now through March 3rd, you can earn a $20 plus-up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Save more this winter at Rite Aid with Winter Rewards. Another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus-up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase once qualifying threshold is met. Plus-up expires March 17th, 2012.
I'm talking with Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. How would you define the quality of the scanner?
The temporal scanner is the only thermometer that has been rigorously tested by thousands of hospitals and more than 40 peer-reviewed published studies attesting to its accuracy.
What about the value of the product?
Peace of mind from knowing that your family's health is well protected is priceless.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner, changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Rite Aid, another fine retailer.
The Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation has lost one of its key members. She's upset over the mischaracterization of the decision to stop giving money to Planned Parenthood.
The Komen Foundation confirms one of its vice presidents has resigned, and in a statement, the charity admits, "We have made mistakes in how we have handled recent decisions."
I mean, it's not easy to apologize. It's not easy to have a key executive leave an organization.
Public relations expert Kathy Kennedy says the foundation appears to be doing what it has to in order to win back public approval and recommit itself to its core mission. Heather Gotch, CBS News.
It may be controversial in the larger society, but at Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania, students can go to the campus health center and get the morning after so-called abortion pill from a vending machine. The machine also dispenses condoms, pregnancy tests, and decongestants, just in case you're feeling stuck. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks. entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
It's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday at Spencer's Fresh Market. Two tacos for $1. I thought I'd bring that first thing.
And now, here's Bill Vinica.
Hi, you're Bill, talking to you, friends, and everybody. It's Tuesday, and you're with 1340 KYNS, your news station. And I got two things right to hit me today. Here's the thing we got to talk about right away. Here's the thing, because I just had this thing on CBS News. Remember we told you yesterday they had the vending machine at that college where you could just go and get the morning after pill? Well, the reporter for CBS just had this thing here. He said that it's also, it didn't show this yesterday, it also bends condoms, birth control information, and decongestants, in case you're stuffy. Does that mean, like, if the other three things didn't work for you?
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land. It's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
And friends and neighbors, right there. Slow Roasted Coffee, right? They should have talked that way around. All right, neighbors and friends. But that's good enough. Okay, I'll buy that. Okay, so that's what's going on here. Now, the other thing here we got to get to is a thing. I did my punchline wrong. In case I was going to say that you got the decongestant if you're stuffed up in case you didn't need the other one. Sure, it's a rude joke, but best I could do right there on the spur of the moment. All right, let's see what else is going on here. We got to get to birthdays and things like that, and then we got to get to some other things in the news. But because I had a misfortune happen over here. See, this is convenient to carry, but you can't read it from where I am at. That's the thing that really just drives me nuts. I can't honestly, I can't read it unless I'm right on top.
bag because we just have a small boat. I have a birthday thing, so I got a big bag. Thank you very much. Thank you. And don't forget Taco Tuesday at Spencer's. We'll talk more about Spencer's and all the other great things that Spencer's has. But I want to make sure you do that. All right. Okie dokie. We're ready to go now. Right, let's do our what happened in the same history according to the Tribune and what was really important and the other things that weren't important obviously aren't in here. Highland History on February 7th in 1812, author Charles Dickens, widely regarded as the greatest novelist of the Victorian era, was born in Lamport, Portsmouth, England. And if you Google today, you'll see a little thing for him. On this date in 1812, the last of three major New Madrid earthquakes were of an estimated magnitude of 7.7 from the USGS. Shook the central Mississippi River Valley. 1943, the government announced the state of shoe rationing, limiting consumers to buying three pair per person for the remainder of the year. That affected women, I think, more than men, I'm pretty sure. In 1962, President John F. Kennedy imposed a full trade embargo on Cuba and then nailed them to 1971, women in Switzerland gained the right to vote through a national referendum 12 years after a previous attempt failed. 1 year ago, America Online announced the $315 million purchase of the Huffington Post website. Birthdays today, author Gay Talese is 80, actor James Spader is 52, country singer Garth Brooks is 50, actor-comedian Eddie Izzard is 50, actor-comedian Chris Rock is 47, rock singer-musician Wes Borland is 37, actor Ashton Kutcher is 34. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com right here on 1340 KYNS with Bill Benica. And here at the top, this is just a hit here a little while ago. After 6 months of negotiation, the San Luis Obispo City firefighters, Local 3523, and the city reached a tentative agreement late Monday evening. City officials and union negotiators agreed on a four-year contract that, upon adoption, will date back to January of this year. According to the agreement, firefighters' health benefits and current pay level will remain unchanged over the next 4 years, including no cost of living raises. The officials also agreed to pay 9.5% share of the pensions to be enacted during a 12-month period. In addition, the negotiators agreed to an employee two-tier system, with new hirees receiving 3% in retirement income for every year of service at age 55, while current employees receiving 3% at 50 years of age. City officials said the pension reform agreement will save the city $433,700 this year, with a future contemplated savings of about $520,000 a year. Before being formally adopted, the city council needs to vote in favor of the agreement in open session. After the council met closed session yesterday to approve the agreement, staff informed Aaron Baskin that the negotiations had been tentatively approved. Overall, what we have been able to do is to achieve stability over the next few years and also protect the health and safety of our members and the community at large, while continuing to provide rather high level of service for the residents of San Luis Obispo Baskin State. That's one of those grandiose things that says that kind of thing. That kind of standard stuff. Yeah, it's kind of like a sports interview. You use the ones from 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago. This is San Luis Obispo. All right, this is one of those things that you sit there and you kind of scratch your head and go, San Luis Obispo County Superior Court judge ruled that Andrew Downs was legally insane when he shot and killed two sisters in Santa Margarita on Christmas Day in 2010. During Downs' trial, doctors for both the defense and the prosecution testified the defendant, a diagnosed schizophrenic, was insane when he killed sisters Beverly Riley and Kathy Yeager. The doctors testified at the time of the murders, Downs, who was 21, believed there was a government takeover in progress that involved police and aliens. Judge John Trice's insanity ruling means Downs will be sent to a state mental health facility for an indeterminate amount of time, possibly the rest of his life. Andrew Downs did not ask for this. Trice said it was a terrible, terrible tragic event. And, of course, the victim didn't ask for it either. Okay. Anything's going on. So maybe he'll just go up the street. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court judge sentenced Donald Baker to 16 years in prison on Monday for the sex crimes against two children. And, of course, he has brain cancer along with his lung cancer, and is expected to last much longer. We have somebody that's wanting to call in, so we're going to do that. But first, let me do my
PowCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hello, Lou.
Hey, Mr. Bill.
Hi. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I haven't had the opportunity to hear you for quite some time, and just the other day I was cut the end of your show. And I took exception to your comments about President Obama, whether he was entitled to a second term or not.
Well, he's entitled to it. Don't misunderstand. I think he's entitled to it, and he's certainly going to run. But the question I have is this, Steve, is how healthy is it to go through four more years of the foolishness that Congress has visited on the president and the American public? You know, does it make any sense to keep doing this? And that's what's going to happen.
And President Obama, Barack Obama, is responsible for that?
No, absolutely not. I'm not blaming President Obama for it.
If we had Hillary Clinton in there, if she had won the nomination last year, 4 years ago, and she'd been there, you think they wouldn't have been pulling the sex card? They wouldn't have been throwing everything up against the wall to make sure that she was going to be a one-term president?
Yeah, yes, I do. Yes, but
the minority leader of the Senate, O'Connell, declared war on him and said he was going to be a one-term president, along with the rest of the Republicans. That they all just kind of fell in line, making sure that they did everything obstructionist.
Okay.
Do anything on his agenda.
You and I are in total agreement. What I'm saying to you is that I don't know if the type of personality that President Obama has, in light of this type of a political environment, is actually the best thing for the next 4 years. It has nothing to do with whether of liking or disliking the president. What I'm concerned about is there anybody that could do any better in light of how things are? Now, as you just said, maybe not.
So how has he been a problem in that respect?
The problem, Steve. He's not. You're misunderstanding me. He's not the problem. He's not the problem. The people that have decided to say, this guy's going to be a one-term president, we're going to do everything we can to screw him up, that's the problem. So now, all I'm saying to you is now the next 4 years, you're going to get exactly the same attitude, I think, towards this president. And but you're right. It could be it wouldn't matter who was in there that's a Democrat. You know, you can well be right with that. I just threw that out as a thought. You know, it doesn't matter who you put in there. I haven't mentioned Hillary Clinton, but it could be anybody. You get Al Gore back. I don't care. Whoever you would put in there, you know, what in the long run would change? Anything? Probably not, but possibly, maybe, I don't know. You know, personalities and the way that you approach this mire that we're in, I think does have some bearing, but I don't think it has much bearing, but that's what I was saying.
Okay. But I guess what I took exception to, whether or not, how you're explaining yourself right now in terms of what you meant by that comment, what it comes off as is that it's that kind of insidious nature that, it just kind of feeds this kind of division that we're going on right now. Instead of addressing the fact that, yes, we've had some problems, and the core of the problem is not the way the president's been handling himself, it's the way the Republicans have been handling themselves.
Okay, well, you know this because you've listened to me long enough to know. I generally don't get into long, winded explanations of what I'm saying, so I'm sorry if sometimes they're misunderstood. And
well,
I think you're misunderstood.
Yeah, because it came off just the other way around, that, it's the president's fault because, the way he comes off, and we'd be better off if we didn't have such partisan, and if we replaced him with anybody, we'd have less partisanship.
Well, that's
garbage.
I'm very sorry that's how you took that, because really that's exactly the opposite of what I was
saying. When was the last time you saw an article or read or saw something in the news where an American flag is, or the you know, effigy of the president's been burned in some country, whether it's in Europe or Southeast Asia or the Middle East. It's been a long time.
Sadly, it hasn't been that long, but the saddest part of that is it just happened at an Occupy protest in Oakland.
Yeah, well, that's, you know...
I understand. That has nothing to do with the president, but I'm just saying that, you know, you asked me, and I'm just saying that, sadly, that's the last time. Have you said...
Well, I don't remember, and it used to be almost a semi-daily occurrence, you know, back when George was in the White House.
Right.
Now, we have a much better relationship with, you know, 90% of the countries around the world than we ever did during the previous 8 years or even before. And it's largely because of him. You know, we're much safer now because of him, because we removed 90% of Al-Qaeda over the past, you know, 3 to 4 years. People that, you know, were never even touched during George's stint.
I think we're going to, I think we,
there's a lot of things out there. We are much better off right now.
We as a citizenry, though, are going to see, I think we're going to see, and I'm glad I'm not in his shoes, I got to tell you this, we're going to see heavens knows what in the next year regarding Syria, Iran especially, and what's going to happen with that. I don't think there's any question in my mind that Israel's going to go in there and strike them, and then we're going to see what the repercussions of that are. This is going to be a quite an amazing year, quite frankly. And
there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and obviously it could be a lot worse than it has been. You know, but for example, you know, we went in there, did what we did in Libya, and we had the full support of the rest of the Arab nations around the area.
Now we would have that again. It's not the Arab nations that are not supporting the idea of doing a similar thing to Syria or having sanctions on that. It's people outside the area, meaning China and Russia, who have supported Assad, and they sell them weapons and everything, and have trade agreements with them. And so, of course, they're like, well, no, you're not going to step on our toes, so we're just going to say the heck with you. And then Russia did it the other day. What was the thing Russia also? Russia did another thing where they said no way. But, Russia, even if it has no political, particular financial implication or economic implication, Russia still wants to occasionally, you know, taunt us. You know, and hold it, you know, put our face in it and say, we're going to say no just for the pure joy of saying no to America. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, they're basically the Republicans to the Obama.
Well, you have, and the problem with you have in Russia right now is, you know, you, and you hear people even in Russia protesting against Putin's policies and attitudes and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's, you know, if the real information came out, you know, the protest and the resistance that are going on within Russia in terms of what's been coming out regarding Putin's re-election and things like that, the fraud that's been going on in there, it's just rampant right now. Yeah, they've got their own problems. And
because Putin's a scary throwback to the old
days. And it doesn't really, they are really not the threat or the concern. You know, we should be.
I don't believe so.
We should be moving forward ourselves with integrity and making sure we have respect and not doing things that are harming other nations. And
okay,
so forth.
Let me move on, but Steve. I apologize.
We should be taking care of our the people that live in this country.
I apologize. I said something in a way that it was misunderstood, and I thank you for calling up and bringing that to my attention. And hopefully, we have an understanding of what I was trying to say. And I appreciate that.
I know you. Don't like to talk about the political things too much, but
no, that's okay. In this particular case, I mean, there's a great deal of frustration on everybody's part. And if you're a Republican and you don't feel frustration on what's going on, not because of the Democrats, but because of your own party, I'm just talking about what's happening generally in the Capitol. If you're a citizen and you're not frustrated by what's happening in this country in our Capitol, then you're not paying attention. No, that's how I feel about it.
And I do as well. You know, one of the things that aggravate. You know, I don't know if you saw the report that came out or relatively recently about the relationship between conservative ideology and IQ results relative to racial bias and things like that.
I actually didn't see that.
It was rather alarming kind of perspective.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Here's another thing, too, Steve, I think that people need. I think that's going to happen because of what the Supreme Court decision last year that we're going to see in this election. We're already seeing it. And that is, you know, when Americans feel like, well, you know, I just don't, it doesn't seem to matter much if I vote for whoever I vote for, what the heck happens, because I don't seem to have much control. Now this super PAC issue and this corporations being individuals thing, I think has made, I think it's going to make Americans, by the time the election rolls around November, feel less
right to be able to have a say in what goes on in our government.
I think we're going to feel really, really isolated. Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say it well, but you said it well. Yeah, I think that's how people are going to feel more than they ever have before, and it's a shame. And it's
predominantly because people, you know, have either become really complacent, they've been happy with their low information status in the world. You know, don't bother me unless it's you know, something that's going to affect my pocketbook. And they're already starting on it. You know, the whole issue right now with you know, the whole thing with recently with the Komen Institute and the you know, Planned Parenthood. You know, right now the touchstone issue is going to be abortion and marriage. You know, there are all these, you know, hot button issues out there that are designed to, you know.
Well, here, I mean, look what's
shake up the base. And okay. It's disturbing because these people, you know, are not properly educated about what the true choices are.
Well, here's the thing.
And what's really going on in the,
look at what's
how their lives are being impacted.
Look at what's in the mix right now as of today. So as of today, not only do we have in some Midwestern states this idea of personhood, and that's going to come up before a vote, and so that's going to affect abortion.
That is just a wedge issue.
That's okay. But guess what? Okay. And then today, as of today, the appellate court said that Proposition 8 was bogus. And so, you know, now that's going to be appealed to the Supreme Court. So, you know, we have a lot of these issues right now that are, you know, that are center stage. That it's like this, there's hardly enough stage left.
And these wedge issues have been, you know, fostered by the conservative elements of the political machine, and what they do is they shake the trees and they get all the conservative people out there to vote, and basically it's a bait, and, you know, it's sleight of hand, political sleight of hand. Instead of paying attention to the real issues, let's get people all riled up about things that really are, you know, should be personal individual choices, and don't affect, you know, who's really, you know, who's making the big money.
All right, Steve.
Corporations.
I got to move on. Yep. But I appreciate your call today, and I thank you for your discussion.
All righty, sir.
Call again. Thank you, sir. Bye. All right, you have Bill. Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. You can call. Okay. 786. You can blame me, sir. 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. And if I say something and it comes out and it sounds to you like it wasn't right, you know, you can call and say, Bill, what did you mean by that? Because what comes out of my mouth and what I really mean is sometimes are, you know, really, really have a disparaging gap. Now, let's do this first. Let me tell you about Spencer's Fresh Market, because today's Taco Tuesday. Two tacos for a buck. And so I would go to any one of the five Spencer's and say, that's where I'm having lunch, because, I mean, well, how can you go wrong with that kind of a deal? Get yourself a fountain drink and whatnot, or you can buy whatever else, some tea or whatever you like to have, and then have yourself some taco things going on. And don't forget, they got lots and lots of salads. They got all kinds of, you want to add a little side salad to that of some kind. It could be a regular side salad. It could be a macaroni salad, tater salad, three bean salad, you name it, they got it. And so I'm Spencer's for lunch today. That's how I look at it. And then don't forget everything else they have that's going on. It's always wonderful. The great fresh produce, the farm fresh produce is mostly local, and they try to do it whenever it can. And just John Spencer's very nice stores that have all the things that you need at great prices. Don't forget your IGA savings, which are super duper. And you'll be happy that you'll be happy you walked through the door and happy you walked out the other side. And John Spencer's in San Luis Obispo has you can do your own checkout. You can check out yourself there. So that's pretty cool. All right. And then don't forget Slow Roasted Coffee and all the great local products that John offers you at Spencer's Fresh Markets in five locations on the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Tascadero, Arroyo Grande, and in Santa Maria.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level, independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at starautomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a $1 million smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Ken Navarro is who we're listening to today, and you're Bill Talker's Chief Friends and Neighbors Network right now. It is about 12:36, and it's Tuesday. Well, I don't know what happened with the weather. You know, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to point fingers and blame and all that. Yes, I am. No, I'm not really. And wonder, you know, what the heck happened with our weather forecast, because we didn't have these terrible winds. Now, maybe they're going to still come. I don't want to say anything too soon, you know. But so maybe the winds are coming. I don't know. Nancy and I decided to move a table off the patio yesterday, and you know, move it so in case the wind's blowing 60 miles an hour, which we were told it might, you know, it wouldn't blow through a window or something, you know. So we're moving this. It's a heavy table, but we thought, wow, we were moving anyway. And it's a really heavy table, quite frankly. And then because I don't lift things that well, I dropped my half of my foot. So now I'm, you know, I have a limp on top of the limp that I limp on. So other than that, I'm doing pretty good. It's a good thing I don't get seasick, because just walking would make me barf. Okay, oh, here's the thing right here I want to tell you about. This is from Wendy Edson and the Film Festival. Where's my thing here? This is Analyst with Manager Film Fest. Let me tell you what's going on. A lot of upcoming exciting things going on. You know, the Citizen Kane thing happened. And so so on March 11th, there's going to be a screen of Citizen Kane at the Hearst Castle Theater at the Visitor Center, as well as the chance to see it on Friday, March 9th, with a movie mogul pass. If you're one of the first 50 people to buy one, there you go. The movie will pass an incredible value at 250 bones. You get to be a big shot, and you get all the special stuff, and it's really cool. And then, so lots of things are going on. We'll have more details coming up, and then I'm going to have Wendy in here, of course, a number of times. And provided I'm still giving the role that I played last year, which I hope I am, I get my assignment. You know, I volunteer. They said, don't volunteer. I volunteer. And then we'll get a lot of these movie producers in here and be able to talk to them before you ever see the movies, which I think is a lot of fun. I think it's really cool to find out what their brains were doing when they said, here's the idea that I came up with. And you go, seriously. Okay, so that, no, really, I think that's pretty cool. All right, let me see if I can get rid of this now, but it's not my way. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, you know what's not, and I can't find it anywhere. I don't know what's going on. The guy was on TV. They talked to him on CNN. There's a guy who's going to skydive. He's from Norway or something. He's from another country, you know, because people in this country have more sense. But anyway, he's going to skydive from like 20 miles up. Now, on the edge of space. Where's the edge of space? 20 miles? Well, how much is it? 20 miles? Edge of space. So he's going to jump from the edge of space. He will reach speeds of 700 miles an hour, which exceeds 750 feet per second, which means he will break the sound barrier. We don't know whether the sound barrier will break him, you know. Remember, when Chuck Yeager first broke the sound barrier, they thought the whole plane was going to go to heck in a handbasket. Then we found out it didn't. But this isn't a plane. This is a guy. He's got a special pressurized suit on, but, you know, anyhow. And then the question that needs to be asked is, you're going 700 miles an hour, and then how do you slow yourself down so that you can, you know, deploy your chute? Because at 700 miles an hour, if you just, you know, pull the ripcord, your teeth would fly out your fanny. So that's what I'm wondering about with this thing right here. So anyway, but so he's going to do it somehow. You never want to be the first person to do something like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever want to be. But then I'll never forget, you know, this. Here's a military thing that has always amazed me to this day. When they were doing the B-1 bomber, you know, years and years and years ago, and they were doing the ground-hugging radar, do you know how many pilots they lost before they got it tuned in correctly so that they could do the ground-hugging radar? 17. It was the 18th pilot that flew one successfully that didn't dive into the ground. You would think somewhere about, you know, number 12, 8, number 3, you might say, you know, I think I'm retiring from the service because I don't really want to do that. But these people are brave, either brave or, I'm not sure. Now, here was another thing I thought that was kind of curious today. In fact, I have it right here. Let me show you. Let me get the exact price for you. I'm pretty sure it's $1,700. I'm sure. Yep, $1,737. Okay, so here it is, $1,737. Let me write that down. 1737. Okay. Are you tired of, can I just ask you honestly, are you tired of, and if they came to me and said, will you advertise this for me, I'd probably go, no. You know, we'll buy your gold, you know, we'll buy your jewelry, your teapots, your watches, whatever, but the big thing is the gold jewelry, and you don't have to worry that we're not going to give you a fair price because they'll do it right in front of you. That That has anything to do with anything. Now, here's what I have to be honest with you. And maybe I can get somebody in here we can talk about it so we can have some idea where this is going. But here's the deal. Here's what you have to understand right now. Today, as of today, the price of a troy ounce of gold, which is 31 grams, is $1,737. $1,737 for a single troy ounce, which is a little bit bigger than a regular ounce, but that's because it goes back to Roman times, and so don't worry about it. Anyway, it's a little bit bigger, 31 grams. And then, now understand this. This is gold that is 99.9% pure. And, you know, you're not wearing jewelry that's that, but, you know, for any shot of measures. But even so, you know, if let's say you have 22-karat gold, 24-karat gold, which they don't have much jewelry that's actually made of that, but let's just say. But here's the point. So if it's worth $1,737 a troy ounce on the market, you know, what I would say to you is if you're going to go and check this out, know that that's your benchmark for, you know, if you want to just go buy gold. If they wanted to just go buy gold, you know, it would cost them $1,737 for an ounce. So now find out how many ounces you have and then see how much money they want to offer you. Now, you might say to yourself, well, Bill, I could just use a few bucks, you know, and I'll take it. Well, fine, then. I understand that for sure. But I've always found it kind of interesting when they say that. You know, we'll do it right in front of you. And then give you this ridiculous number. Maybe not. I don't want to be. I'd be unfair about that, but that's all I'm talking about right now. Okay. Other people in the news, everything's gone. We should probably review this because this is really important. This has to do with our Prop 8 thing. So this will come our way in about 10 seconds from when I hope it starts.
Like dollar karma. Being online, eSurance saves dollars that come back as more dollars for you. So, karmerific. eSurance. Click or call.
Hi, Zoraida. Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has invalidated Proposition 8, which now means that same-sex marriage here in California is legal. Let me put this in perspective, though. We believe that this ruling is now put on hold, meaning that same-sex marriage couples cannot get married while this process continues to be under appeal. Next, this case is ultimately headed to the Supreme Court, but I want to get a little bit of reaction here in front of the courthouse. This is Billy Bradford. You're with which organization, sir?
Marriage Equality USA and Get Equal.
There were about a few dozen same-sex marriage supporters here at the courthouse. Can you just summarize your feelings?
For me, it's a beautiful day, not only for these great gay families and gay couples in California, but it's a great day for the Constitution and for the values that our country was founded on. Equal rights, equal protection for everyone in the state of California.
The Ninth Circuit panel found that Proposition 8 is a violation of the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Next, this case is headed to the United States Supreme Court. This is just one step in the process. Do you feel like this is only a partial victory or a short-term victory?
For me, any time any court affirms our constitutional right to civil marriage, it's a victory for us and for me. There are several cases going to the Supreme Court. This is one of many. As Judge Von Walker said in his ruling, the original ruling, the tide is turning. People in America understand there's nothing wrong with allowing gay couples to get married.
I think what's interesting is what he said was, that makes it interesting, is he said, you know, a civil marriage. Because it's different civil marriage than religious marriage. It's a different thing. Right. Other people are in the news. Why they're there? Now this is interesting because we have the plastic band thing going on, and plastic bag ban. And so the attorney alters his suit over a plastic bag ban by eliminating one thing. Okay, so what he did was an attorney suing the County Waste Management Board over its adoption of an ordinance that would ban plastic shopping bags at most stores in San Luis Obispo County has withdrawn one of the reasons for the litigation but has left the other intact. Stephen Joseph, the representing the Save the Plastic Bag Coalition, said challenging the yes vote of board member Greg O'Sullivan would impede and substantially slow down efforts by other parties to invalidate the ordinance. So the other cause of action, the contention of the San Luis Obispo County Waste Management Authority should have completed an environmental impact report before voting on the ordinance, remains in place. So okay, and it sounds like I see their point kinda, but it seems like an oxymoron to say, let's see, if you're gonna pollute the Earth, you need an environmental impact report to say how bad you're gonna pollute it. because nobody's denying that you're doing it. Nobody, the people that are for plastic bags aren't saying that we're not polluting the earth. They're just saying, I have a right to do that. So that's, I guess, the way it is. All right. Now, this is this makes sense. You know what I'm saying? This makes sense. That doesn't make sense. Here's my thing. Here's my thing. Okay, I'm not doing anything. You know, it kind of reminds me of, it's like when you have a small child that decides to have a tantrum at the supermarket. You know, you don't know what can you really do, you know, to try to sell it, put them in the apple barb and see if somebody will buy them. You know, it's tough. I know for how parents are, but okay. So I'm, not foolish. I'm getting out of this right now. Here, give me this. Give me this right here. We're going to do this, and then we'll come back after. Well, that's right. I don't listen to that. You don't listen to that. Because I think it's just the FCC, Washington, D.C. Can anybody call, please, and ask them how to get rid of the pin printers in the studios? Could you just call? Because if you're a radio station, call, they inspect you and do all funny things. And everything, you know. But if you're just a citizen, you know, they care about concerned citizens, I think. Don't hold me to that. Swiss Dental Center is one of our sponsors today, and we thank Dr. Carol Phillips for being so and helping us out. And she'll help you out because she can get your teeth all right and everything, you know. And if you're missing job, or let's say you're missing some that make you look kind of funny, we want to get those things fixed. And this, here's this great technology now, you know, where you can have new teeth. You can actually have teeth, not funny plates and whatnot. And then if you need teeth to chew with, you know, she can do that. She might even have, because of Swiss dental, so she might have Swiss Army teeth, you know, to change into funny little things. I have no idea. I haven't talked about them. All right, we're okay with that then. Okay, we got that out of the way. Let's move on again, shall we? That could only happen. All right, now here's what they were telling you about. Doctors, dementia detection needs family input. So you go to the doctor, the guy's starting to have dementia, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, "How you doing?" He goes, "Fine." "Yeah, I'm fine." And that's not necessarily so, you know. So you have to have, if you have a parent, or a loved one, whoever it may be, that you suspect, you know, maybe they're not quite right, you know, which is why Nancy goes to the doctor every time with me. So it's just say, you know, this is not quite right. And then you can tell the doctor that, because the person that has it isn't going to know or say anything. All right, that's a good point. I'll pre-tell you this. On the 28th of February, I have 3 VA appointments in one day, so the only way to do it was just to take the day off, so I won't be here the 28th. I apologize. All right. We're trying to keep me operating, functioning, moving ahead, as it were. All right, we're doing okay. Other things are happening today. There's two stories in the news today that, you know, animal stories. And whenever we have animal stories, you know, I have to be really careful, you know, because I try to be sensitive to the feelings that people have about animals. But sometimes I'm like, Okay, so let's do this. Let's do the second one first and the first one second, because this one's that's an amazing one. Here's one I didn't get. Okay, let me tell you what. Back here in the business news. McDonald's apologized and pulled an ad that came back to bite them. The ad that said eating a chicken McBite was less risky than petting a pit bull enraged pit bull owners and their defenders. McDonald's spokesman Ashley Yingling said Monday the Kansas City area radio ad for chicken McBites, it was only one thing, ran for just a few days before his pull on Friday. And so this is pit bull. What does that mean to say that eating a chicken McBite was less risky than petting a pit bull? What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. I don't even understand. No, I would be enraged too because I'd be feeling so stupid. I'd say, "Come on, please." I don't understand what that means. What does a chicken McBite have to do with a pit bull anyway? Yeah, I wouldn't be enraged. You know, I really wouldn't be enraged. I would not be. It's not worth being enraged about. I don't think. I could be wrong. So here's the other one now. Okay, here's the one I had to tell you about right here. So you might have seen this today, and it's like you say to yourself, well, okay, I have a lawyer again. Got a lawyer up. Got a lawyer up with flippers and a mask and some scuba. PETA says the whales are enslaved in a case against SeaWorld. Orcas named as the plaintiffs. I'm telling you the true story. PETA is going to take SeaWorld to court and say that orcas are enslaved. They may not want to be there, and they're stuck. They have no choice because that's the tank they're in. So here's the thing. They're not showing cruelty to animals, so they're calling it enslavement, which is different than cruelty. Because, you know, basically places that take care of animals usually are not, you know, not cruel. All right, let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody, maybe a pit bull person. Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Who's this?
Steve.
Hi, Steve. What does that mean? What does that mean, McDonald's says it's safer than eating a pit bull? One of them will bite you on the hand, perhaps, and then that's funny. And then one of them will bite you later. That's all I can say. You get that McDonald's food in you. Sometime it's going to bite you later. That's something I can think they're thinking about. Absolutely unbelievable. That was very cute with a dog, and thank you, sir. I don't know. Can I say this now? And I may be totally wrong, because Ann called, in defense of pit bulls, Ann called one time, we were talking about these dogs, and she said, you know, this is a pit bull that attacked the little pooch and had the medical bills. And so she said, you know, pit bulls can be bred two different ways. You know, you can breed them to be really mean and nasty, or you can breed them to be nice and friendly. And I think it takes a lot of breeding, though. If you have a dog that's designed, the pit bull was originally bred, you know, as a military dog to head into the fray and against the enemy. So to breed that out of an animal, I think it's hard. I don't know for sure how hard it is, but I don't know how long it takes. Let's get on the phone again. Hello?
Hey, I don't know if I lost signal or you just hung up on me.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I didn't know what we were doing besides barking. So.
Oh.
I enjoyed the joke. Okay.
When I was talking to you earlier, I was down in front of Spencer's here, so I got a couple tacos. So.
How are they? Good?
Buddy, give you two thumbs up on that.
Thank you. Two for a buck, right?
Yep.
You can't beat
that. For a buck, I got three.
They're good. It's just a confusing making change.
Actually, it's two for $2.
Oh, it's two for two. Oh, I thought it was two for $1, so now I'm glad you told me that. It's two for $2.
Two for $2,
Okay, I'm glad you informed me of that.
Buck a piece.
All right, thank you, sir.
That's still a good deal.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Well, it is a wonderful deal. All right, that's two for one for each one is a dollar. Two for $2. Four for $4, six for $6, and ten for $10. They should just think of five in case you're carrying, a fin. You know, as that works out for them. All right, another thing. So there's their thing with the orcas. They're going to say that they're enslaved. So what I'm asking myself is, so that's why I'm asking this question. If an orca's enslaved, what other animals? I mean, are zoo animals enslaved? Are they enslaved? Because they'll tell you that zoo animals live, four times longer, three times, two times, twice, I don't know what it is, than animals in the wild. Because they just sit around and they get taken care of. So I'll just see what comes out of that. I'm like, it's one of those things I shrug my shoulders and go, beats me.
All right, other things in the news. Chris Brown's going to sing at the Emmys. He's going to, never mind, let's not be unfair. Okay, fine, he's going to belt one out. Sorry. Now, here's an interesting thing. Here was this issue of if you fly long distances at a single time, and ask Superman, but Superman has an advantage. He doesn't sit down. He flies, you know, this is flat out. Well, they say, you know, there's this concern about people getting blood clots in a long airplane ride because they're sitting and their legs are back against the thing. And now, here's the thing that's interesting beyond that is that the question was, well, but what about coaches more crowded than first class? So is there a greater chance of getting blood clots if you're flying coach? Is a greater chance of having a heart attack just because you're angry if you're flying in coach? But otherwise, no. Good news for budget-minded travelers. There's no proof that flying economy class increases your chance of dangerous blood clots. Travelers' blood clots have been nicknamed economy class syndrome, but the new advice suggests this is a misnomer. Aha, see, they had a syndrome name for it, and that was the thing right there. All right, and if they say, no, that's not true. That's not true. Okay. Guess who's back? Yeah. I'm back. Mitch Cooney is tapped as an interim general manager, a job he held in 2009 for Los Osos CSD. He was down in the South County doing the management thing down there, and he was in Oceano. And now he's headed for the interim manager in Los Osos. And Mitch Cooney, you know, Mitch Cooney used to be, years and years ago, I'm trying to remember what Mitch Cooney was. He was our auditor controller, or he was our assessor. He was something. It was one of those government-type jobs, you know, that you had to run for office. I know because I did his commercial. Anyway. He's been around for a while. Then he left for a while. We won't go into it. He left for a while, then he came back, and the next place I saw him was the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. And he bought it. And now he's back in the political thing. Back in the arena, as they say. And other things going on. Okay. Here's a guy, this former Marine accused of killing four homeless men, was charged Monday with two new counts of murder and the stabbing deaths of his high school friend's mother and older brother. I'm not sure why we keep saying he's a former Marine. I'm not sure that has anything to do with it. But maybe if they find out it does, then I guess they can say so. Yeah, that's the thing about it. All right. Now, we have imposed new sanctions on Iran. Action freezes property of Central Bank, which processes revenue from oil sales. So this is a hoo-gow right here. This is a step on the toes right here, for sure. So this is the sanctions part of a year-long effort to force Iran to comply with global nuclear weapons rules. We're issued in a White House executive order that comply with amendments to a sweeping defense bill that Congress passed late last year. The sanctions require any U.S. person or corporation to freeze property or interest that belong to the government of Iran, its central bank, or any other Iranian financial institution. So most of the revenue for oil sales by Iran, one of the world's biggest oil exporters, is processed by its central bank. The action attempts to disrupt operations in which a third country bank is acting on behalf of Iran's central bank or other Iranian banks. So they're saying, well, you can't do that anymore. I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know. Does it make them want to get a bomb faster? Does it make them work harder to get the thing? Does it help? We don't know. We're not sure what it, I think we're sure what it does. And more than a third of the advertising tied to the presidential race has been funded by nonprofit groups that will never have to reveal their donors, suggesting that a significant portion of the 2012 elections will be wrapped in a vast cloak of secrecy, the thing that we really, really didn't want.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Gay people celebrate in California. The Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco says Proposition 8 was unconstitutional. Thou shalt not limit marriage to a man and woman.
It was sheer jubilation at the Clovis home of Jason Scott and Randy Gray, one of 18,000 married gay couples in the Golden State who are prepared to continue advocating for marriage equality in anticipation of Prop 8 supporters appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Hopefully they'll hear the case, and then we'll finally have a resolution that covers the entire country.
It wasn't just gays and lesbians celebrating the ruling either. Jamie Morgan of Fresno considers herself a straight advocate with a family of gay and lesbian friends.
Their happiness is because they become your family and your best friends. To see them hurting
and not be able to do the same things. It's not fair.
Margaret Carrero for CBS News, Fresno.
President Obama, in a big policy reversal, is inviting big corporations to give big to the super PACs that can spend unlimited money on commercials that support him.
They can't unilaterally disarm, and that they can't engage in the campaign by a different set of rules as their opponents.
That's White House spokesman Jay Carney saying, if Republicans use super PACs, so will the Democrats. Republican presidential candidates are railing against what they're calling another attack on religion by President Obama with the health care reform decision to require employers, including those with religious affiliations, to cover birth control for their workers. Fighting in Syria continues as Russia's foreign minister says Syria's president has promised to stop the bloodshed. This as Arab states build pressure on Bashar al-Assad to step down. U.S. Special Forces, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Green Beret, Delta Force, Marine Recon, and Air Force are expected to take on expanded roles in Afghanistan as conventional forces draw down. Admiral Bill McCraven commands U.S. Special Forces.
I don't think we are going to dramatically increase our soft footprint in Afghanistan, but we're certainly going to be there as long as the president needs us to be there.
One naysayer to using Special Forces more often, so publicly, is retired Major General James Vaught.
Mark my words, get the hell out of the media.
Loose lips sink ships, and the bad guys watch TV.
The other guy's going to be there ready for you, and you're going to fly in, and he's going to shoot down every damn helicopter and kill every one of your SEALs.
So he says quit talking about it. The captain of the capsized Costa Concordia cruise ship remains in house arrest. An Italian court refused to set him free or put him back in jail, as the prosecutors had requested. On Wall Street, the Dow gained about 35 points today. The Nasdaq was up 2. The S&P was up 2. Oil prices a little better than $98.50 a barrel. A truck lost much of its load on the Autobahn near Frankfurt, Germany, during this morning's rush hour. Sauerkraut promptly froze to the pavement, made a slippery, smelly mess. Took 4 hours for workers to scrape it all up. This is CBS News.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe we're better at avoiding sharks, or maybe there are fewer of them.
The report says U.S. shark attacks were down for the fifth straight year. All 12 deaths came outside the U.S., twice as many as in 2010. University of Florida shark expert George Burgess says the fatalities came in mostly remote areas like
the Seychelles Islands and Reunion Island in the southwestern Indian Ocean.
Burgess says those locations and others are shark havens, but not necessarily well equipped to deal with shark attacks. He says there were 75 attacks worldwide last year, 29 in the U.S., 11 of those were here in Florida. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
One candidate of the Green Party for president, at least in California, is actress Roseanne Barr. Roseanne will be but one of 24 candidates on the ballot in early June. The Green Party picks its presidential nominee at the convention in July in Baltimore, and there is no indication that anyone might ask Roseanne to sing the national anthem for them. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
What if you served and sacrificed for your country, but couldn't get the specialized care, military benefits, and career opportunities you needed? Chris Sullivan was shot and paralyzed in Iraq, and now needs our help to get back into life. Paralyzed Veterans of America is on a mission. Mission ABLE, to help our seriously wounded veterans get the care, benefits, and jobs they've earned. Join the mission now for America's Paralyzed Veterans at mission-able.com.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
In a pen. This is about a pig that came out of the pen, as in penitentiary, and ended up on Vermont State Police cruisers. The cruisers are decked out with decals based on Vermont's coat of arms, but at a correctional facility print shop where female inmates make the decals, someone changed the spots on the cow. The pig ended up on as many as 30 police cruisers, and you know from the movies what pig means to police.
Bacon, pig, oink, oink, police officer.
You're going to jail, you pig!
In this case, the perpetrator was already in jail. It's believed an inmate doctored the image at the printing shop 4 years ago, though the pig wasn't noticed until an officer saw it on a cruiser just last week. Next thing you know, people start spotting pigs in places other than the cow's spots. They're seeing a pig's head formed by the cow's shadow. It may be a stretch, but do you see two ears and a snout? Vermont State Senator John Campbell laughed off the incident.
Just like, where's Waldo? We're going to say, where's the pig?
But Vermont's Corrections Commissioner Andy Polito wasn't so jolly about the police being slipped a pig.
And I apologize to them.
A spokesperson for the state police says they understand the humor in this, but the prank does come at a cost to taxpayers. New decals will run about $800. But using the term pig isn't what it used to be.
I smell bacon. Does anyone else smell bacon?
Yeah, I definitely smell a pork product of some type.
Nowadays, police themselves call their own sporting events the Pig Bowl. And while everyone was looking for more pigs, some wanted to know what the weird yellow mushroom phallic things are. Get your mind out of the gutter. They're bundles of grain. Stop being a pig. Ginny knows CNN. New York.
That's a great story. That's very funny. They got this little cow in the thing, and somebody changed a spot to look like a pig. I think that's cute. I guess the police are... Okay, here let's talk about this because I have to tell you the truth. I watched the Super Bowl halftime. Nancy and I were sitting there while we were watching. We enjoyed it. We said, "Yeah, it's good. It's fine." I never saw this. I'm not sure if it wasn't in a close up that wasn't actually broadcast, but maybe I guess I'm wrong. Ahead of the Super Bowl halftime shows, Madonna, singer Madonna, promised there would be no wardrobe malfunction, which she didn't. I guarantee was no obscene gestures. Rapper M.I.A. provided a middle finger salute to network cameras Sunday night during a 12-minute extravaganza, which when she joined Madonna during a performance of the latter's new single, "Give Me All Your Lovin'." That's L-U-V-I-N. Apostrophe. The apologies from the NFL and the broadcaster NBC came quickly. They blamed each other. There was a failure of NBC's delay system, said Brian McCarthy, the league's vice president of communications. The obscene gestures, the performance was completely inappropriate, very disappointing, and we apologize to our fans. The NFL hired the talent and produced the halftime show, NBC said. Our system was late to obscure the inappropriate gesture, and we apologize to our viewers. The episode was reminiscent of the 2004 Super Bowl, you know, with singer Janet Jackson. The infamous wardrobe thing, as it came to be known, prompted the Federal Communications Commission to fine broadcaster CBS $550,000 in November. A divided Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the FCC improperly punished the network, which I thought was true, too. Since then, the NFL has maintained tight control over the show's production. After the Jackson Timberlake showstopper, the halftime show largely relied on classic rock artists such as Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen, The Stones, The Who, and Tom Petty, which could have been also quite an adventure, but you know, they made sure there wasn't, I guess. Fast forward to Sunday when the New England Patriots were again playing the big game just in 2004. MIA, along with Nicki Minaj, CeeLo Green, and LMFAO, joined Madonna as she treated fans to the greatest hits melody that included Vogue, Music, and Like a Prayer. The spontaneous gesture, as NBC called it, came during a performance of Madonna's latest single. MIA not only flipped her middle finger, but uttered, "I don't give a S-word." Well, that's great. A source close to MIA said the rapper was nervous and not thinking, and adrenaline took over. Okay, well, now we have all the things there. We got all the excuses. We got all the things. We got all the mayhem. We got all the kids. All right, so that's that story. That's that story in a nutshell. Okay. It's not safe to go to the TV set anymore. I'm telling you. I wouldn't be offended by that, but, you know, let's go. I've told you, what you need to do is get the kids away, please. Get the children away from the television set at all times during commercials. You know, you just mute them over the TV. Because they bring up things that you would have to, I'm serious, it's getting worse all the time. Things that you just don't have to explain at the time that they come up. I'm not saying you'll never have to explain them. You will. But, you know, do it on your own time, at your own pace, and at your own convenience, not the televisions. Other things going on. I did get a kick out of this. You know, what's your emergency thing? Gas be gone. Someone reportedly stole 700 gallons of 91-octane fuel from an underground tank at the Fill and Save. Well, they took how much? 700 gallons. They filled and they saved because it didn't cost them anything. So they took advantage of what the sign said right there. Okay. Everything's going on. I'm going to take that here. Now, here's one of these things. Now, and here's one of these things where you know it's trying to buy influence. That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. So here's one of these stories. The American brothers of Mexican casino magnate Juan Jose Rojas Cardona, who fled drug and fraud charges in the U.S. and has been seeking a pardon, enabled him to return, have emerged as major fundraisers and donors for President Barack Obama's reelection campaign. When the New York Times asked the Obama campaign early Monday about the Cardonas, officials said they were unaware of the brothers in Mexico later in the day, or the brother in Mexico later in the day. Cam say there was refunding the money raised by the family, which totaled more than $200,000. In fact, we won't take that. Heck with that. That's so weird because, you know, so many other people are trying to buy influence and whatever else, you know, it's like, you know, just somebody else in line. Okay. That's what I'm saying right there. When people, you know, people go off the deep end here. The fire set by the man to kill his sons was deliberate and planned out. So this is Josh Powell, who killed his two sons. There's more. I need to bring up the grisly part of this, but it's new news. They were actually killed prior to the fire getting to them, seemingly, in an unpleasant way. And he left a suicide voicemail that basically said, I had it and I can't live without my sons. They could have lived fine without him, though. Did you ever think about that? Anyway, that's where that went on about. So then you take people that are a little bit, you know, in the head, and then you have this right here. The right-wing extremist who admitted to killing 77 people in Norway's worst peacetime massacre told a court Monday that he should deserve a Medal of Honor for the bloodshed and demand he be set free. 32-year-old Norwegian told the court the July 22nd massacre carried out with a bomb, a rifle, and hand grenade was a strike against traitors who he said are embracing immigration to promote an Islamic colonization of Norway. So he thinks he's right. As rain. Okay, I go here. We have this. Let me see if I have this right here. I think I do. No, that's not it. Oh, okay. Well, here's. I'll do it right here. Things in Syria, as you can imagine, are just worse and worse and worse. And doing so, we'll have a spot first.
What did we do for you to treat us like this? This little girl asks, her head bandaged after injuries to her eye. We can't tell if she's being prompted to speak out against the Assad regime, but the pain and misery emanating from Syria is echoed in various videos posted to YouTube.
They've been bombarding us with mortar bombs and tank shells for the last...
Danny, an activist that CNN has regularly been in touch with, knows it only too well.
I saw really horrible things I've never seen in my life. Kids in the hospital, a kid with his whole jaw gone, a little girl, a kid, she's 4 years old, she's dead. Her sister's 6 years old, she lost her left eye, and her mother's in intensive care.
No one has been spared the violence that reached unprecedented levels, just as the UN debated and failed to unite on Syria over the weekend. The vetoes by Russia and China of what was already a watered-down version of a resolution condemning the violence seemed to have emboldened the regime, although the Syrian government denies the crackdown. These are chaotic scenes from a field hospital in Homs, said to have been hit by rocket or mortar fire. The doctor, hysterical as he moves through the injured, pointing to a man whose legs had to be amputated, he says, and another who they were unable to save. This clip was posted from the town of Rastan, just outside of Homs. A little girl lies in a hospital bed saying she is scared. Scared of needles and scared for Hassan, lying in the bed next to her.
You don't know if the rocket's going to come in your living room or in your kitchen. Everyone's becoming used to death here. Blood in the streets. People think our blood is just like water.
Many of the videos are simply too graphic to show. This clip also from Homs, a child whose leg has been blown off. No matter how Syria plays out, the suffering will be felt for decades to come. Arwa Damon, CNN, Beirut.
It's so awful, so awful, so awful, so awful, so awful, so awful, so awful. All right. I don't know what this. Let me see if this is still here. This is on the CBS channel. Nothing's supposed to be there.
Who's going to hear the roar of our engines?
But you know what I heard when I heard that ad? I heard echoes of Carl's old boss.
And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
That's what I heard. But just as we picked ourselves up then, we can pick ourselves up now. And if it involves a little government help, isn't that why we have a government? Eastwood himself said, quote, "It was meant to be a message just about job growth and the spirit of America. I think all politicians will agree with it," unquote. And if some politicians express a different opinion, well, there's a certain San Francisco cop once said,
"Well, opinions are like everybody has one."
This is Dave Ross.
That's Clint, a man with no name. Well, his name's Clint Eastwood, but... well said. Okay, so that did create... I don't know why that was on. It shouldn't have been on there. But I don't know why it created such a big stir. And he sounds a lot like the other guy that doesn't have that name. Anyway, and then I was listening to the Ennis-Smith Dental Center,
and an agency did that commercial for them. And the guy at the very end sounds so much like somebody I worked with years ago by the name of Fleming. His last name was Fleming. John Fleming. His name. I wonder if it could be him. Who knows? You know, people in the broadcast business get flung far and wide. I in my case, ended up wide. Some people ended up far. Hey, I got wide for some reason. Okay, anything else there? I can't believe I can't find a story about the skydiver guy, because it's like a big deal to me. I mean, you know, it's like it's so insane that it's a big deal. Something by itself is not a big deal, but the insanity of it just makes you want to know more about this crazy man who's jumping out of an airplane or riding rocket. Is it a plane? Can a plane go up that high? It has to be like a, what's a, what do you call those stealthy jobs? I'm not sure how they're going to get him up there, but anyway. Now, you may have heard about this, you know, there's two people that were accused of lewd acts, and the acts were absolutely hideous, by the way, and if you've read the story. It's beyond lewd. Is there a word beyond lewd? Is there a word beyond, like grand larceny, grand lewd? Anyway, so they replaced the entire staff. I think it was 122 teachers, they said. The entire staff in this L.A. School District. And so the question becomes, you know, is the barn door being closed after the horse got out? You know, does that do anything? If you replace that many people, if you take a block of people of 122 people, how many weirdos are you letting back in? That's kind of ugly story there. Now, the Federal Appeals Court. Oh, I already said that. I'm sorry. I told you about it. All right, other things going on. Other things are happening. Oh, here's one of these weird science stories. I love weird science stories. Russian scientists have drilled into the vast, dark, and never-before-touched Lake Vostok, 2.2 miles below the surface of Antarctica, the state-run Russian news agency said Monday. Yesterday, our scientists stopped drilling at the depth of 3,768 meters, which is a lot of feet, and reached the surface of the subglacial lake. The news agency reported the sources saying the team had finally managed to pierce the ice sheet into Vostok. The report could not be verified. If it has taken the Russians more than 20 years to drill into the lake. So there's an under ice lake, is that what I understand? And it's a whole, and it's taken them 20 years to get down there, because it's the Russians, you know, and they're using a hand drill.
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenience. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Times are tough. I bet 100 advertising people have knocked on your door. Bill Benica has been broadcasting through the tough times and the good times on the Central Coast for 35 years. Bill's Talk is Cheap came on the air about 15 years ago. A dozen of Bill's sponsors have been with Bill the entire time, and some for 5 to 10 years prior to that. Like his sponsors, Talk is Cheap listeners are the most loyal in the San Luis Obispo County. Bill is the only recipient of a New Times Best Of Award for local advertising. These tough times have opened up space for new sponsors on Talk is Cheap. In addition, Bill's alliance with CalCoastNews.com brings new, never-before-offered packages that can inform your loyal customers and a broad base of new customers. Call Katie at 786-2570 and leave a callback number. Leave your message at 786-2570. It can truly be better with Bill Benica's Talk is Cheap and CalCoastNews.com. Call today.
it could be a lot better for you. This guy, give us a buzzard here right there. At, what is it again? 786-2570 and talk to Katie out there and say, have Bill call. Have Bill call me with the facts. Just the facts. All right. Other things going on in our world. Other things going on there, too. There was one more, a couple more things in the news. This paper here, because it's a little skinny version. As life goes on. California's November ballot could be crowded with tax hike initiatives. And Governor Brown isn't happy about that because he says it's going to confuse everybody. So everybody's coming up with a new idea how to do a tax hike. So I don't know. We'll have to sort that out when we see it. So all the way I can say. And this is another thing that's kind of interesting. Counterfeiters go downscale. The response to the economic downturn, makers of fake goods aren't just copying Prada and Gucci these days. You know what I'm saying? Things like Victoria's Secret underwear. Psst. Want to buy some undies? I got them right here in my coat. Yeah, they're fresh. Oh, well, I don't understand. I don't. You didn't really need any of that, did you? Okay. Coughlin says he's not ready to retire. Tom Coughlin is looking forward to a big parade and happiness and joy today, which is probably underway. Anyway, but he says, I'm not ready to retire. He says, I may look old enough to retire. I may look like I should retire, but I'm not retiring. So, okay, fine. Just won the Super Bowl. Why shouldn't you? And then here's good news locally. I thought this was really kind of swell. A Rev Randy girls basketball team wins its first league title in 2 years. Eagles clinched the Pac-7 title, so congratulations to the Aurora Granny Eagles. Good job. Good job. Aurora Granny men, women, they're all out there giving it the go. So that's kind of cool. All right. I'm not sure. That's what I was going to share there. Let me see if there's anything going on CNN that I think we should know about, and we better get to because we should probably know that. Oh, well, here's one thing right here. The new feud over the Falklands heats up. Now, you know Prince William's over there in the Falkland Islands, and so this would be a good time to, you know, cause some grief and mayhem if you're Argentina. And so you're gonna call them Malvinas. You're going to say this is the way things are. Here's a little play-by-play on that because I think it's important what's going on here. Because people worry about Prince William and what's going on with that guy.
Like any other serviceman far from home, Flight Lieutenant William Wales immersed himself in his job immediately, getting his bearings on this remote cluster of islands that's closer to Antarctica than London. Just so happens this search and rescue pilot is the heir to the British throne, and it just so happens his routine deployment here has infuriated the Argentine government. It's approaching the 30th anniversary of Argentina's shock invasion of the islands. The occupation lasted 2.5 months, but dramatically ended after a British task force arrived and won the short but bitter war that followed, cementing British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's reputation as the Iron Lady. Historians say Argentina, Spain, France and Britain have all variously claimed the islands, but it was the British who colonised it, building the capital Port Stanley in 1843, despite Argentina's continued insistence of sovereignty. These days, Stanley has all the trappings of British culture and not a tango bar to be seen. No surprise, the answer to this question.
Well, how would you feel about being Argentinian?
Oh, no, I'm British. I want to say that way.
But in Argentina, that's not how they see it. Tensions are inflamed. Anti-British riots and stern rhetoric from the government amid reports it's planning an economic blockade. Like in 1982, the British Royal Navy is again sailing towards the islands. An advanced warship is on its way, although the British insist its deployment is routine. Local journalist Sharon Jaffray says most islanders are confident the UK will stand by them.
So I feel safer now than I've ever felt in life, in my entire life. As a child, we were threatened with the Argentines if we were naughty.
Some inhabitants of this far-flung archipelago don't care about the politics. But this pristine-looking beach is a former minefield from the 82 war. Not even the wildlife here can escape the legacy of conflict.
The fact that there are penguins here gives you an idea of just how far south these islands are. People come in cruise ships to see them. But while they may be remote, they're now not so insignificant, because out there, offshore, vast quantities of oil have been found. And it's fueling the war of words with Argentina, with Prince William caught in the middle, and all the islanders here hoping there won't be another conflict. Dan Rivers, CNN, on the Falkland Islands.
There you go. That's what's going on the Falklands. Once again, the Argentinians call them Malvinas. And what did they say? If you were bad, you were going to have to go to the Falkland Islands? What's that thing that poor girl said? Yeah, we were young. We were told this is what was going to happen to us. Well, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, so Prince William's there. So this is a good time to race heck. It's a totally political perfectness time thing. All right. Opinion. Ball is in Iran's court. Other things going on. Here goes. Here's one of these over there. I didn't even know this. I believe it was the great American philosopher Kenny Rogers who, while meditating on the nuances of Darwinism, gave the world this piece of advice. You got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Any Democrat who might want to challenge a Republican-led effort to ban welfare recipients from spending federal aid in strip clubs and casinos needs to fold them. Walk away, run. The House strip club bill just passed 395-27 with only 26 Democrats and one Republican voting against it. But it's not only a battle those 26 Democrats can't win, the PR arena. It is a battle that completely undermines the narrative about Republicans not caring about the middle class. After all, how can the opponents generally criticize Republicans for trying to make cuts in aid while resisting a seemingly innocuous effort to avoid welfare fraud, a big concern for taxpayers? So, I don't know how you would enforce this anyway. You know, unless do strip clubs take food stamps? I don't think they do. I don't know for sure, you know, but I don't think they do. And to be more insane about how our world is, you know, to follow the insanity of our world, there's a story today in the news about the boys getting HPV inoculations to prevent human papillomavirus. And remember the hue and cry that went up when they suggested that it be mandatory for girls, because now 7% of the population is now infected with it. And so maybe it doesn't seem quite as tawdry if the boys have to do it, because they're getting it also in equal amounts. Anyway, it's hard to say. But then you had Mayor Villarosa in Los Angeles decided that he was going to pass an ordinance that says that you, even though there's only been, that I know of in the news, one incident of a communicable disease occurring in the last dozens of years in the, the porno industry. That happened last year. But because of that, now it's hard to imagine you have to pass this kind of legislation. You know, the founding fathers just couldn't have imagined this stuff. Legislation that all male porno guys have to wear condoms. So the San Fernando Valley, of course, is the capital of pornography, and so the people in San Fernando Valley say, "Well, we'll just move. We'll just do this from someplace else. We don't care." Okay, then. And I'm going to say this to you, these are legitimate porno places that pay taxes. You know, I'm saying these are film companies. You know? I know that. I know the founding fathers would have a hard time with that, too. That's what? You who do what? How? Who? When? Where? It'd be kind of rough for them. It'd be kind of rough for them. You can never go home again, I'll tell you that. If they come back, it's all over for them. All right, let's see what else we have here. Oh, here's something right here that you might be interested in. Best Buy wants to know if you'd pay $1,499 for a 42-inch high-definition Apple TV, which uses your iPad or iPhone as a remote control. You know, hypothetically. The big box gadget retailer sent a survey to some customers asking in fairly explicit detail about the long rumored TV system under language that says Apple finally reinvents what TV can do. The survey, first acquired by tech site The Verge, calls the system a concept that goes into explicit detail describing it. The question describes its 1080 LP, LED flat panel screen and access to Apple's iCloud service, iTunes, Netflix, YouTube, the whole thing. Intriguingly, it also describes a built-in iSight camera and microphone for using Skype video calling. An Apple spokesman said the company has no comment about the survey and referred questions to Best Buy. In a statement to a Wired CNN content partner, Best Buy said the survey just asked a hypothetical question to gauge interest in possible future products. And I'd have to be pretty skeptical myself. Now, you have to remember, though, this is a 42-inch TV. That's not really big. And $1,500. But I suppose it gets all those services. I don't know. Technology has gotten to the point that I don't know what somebody's interested in or not interested in or why they're interested. If somebody said, this TV is really special because you can use your iPhone to change the channels, I'd say, so what? I mean, it has to do all that other stuff they were talking about. And even then, I'm sure I'm not interested. But, what I'm saying? I mean, a remote changes the channels. How hard is that? Okay. That's not like some big deal, right? Yeah, okay, other things going on. Yeah, okay, if there's anything else here on this page, I just want to make sure we're not missing anything that's just going on right now. As best I can tell, we've pretty much covered it so far. All right. Good for us. Well, I'm proud of us. All right, other things are going on. They've already announced some of the acts that are going to hit the Mid-State Fair. And diverse acts, they say. The California Mid-State Fair has announced that it is booked clockwise. Oh, they show pictures. I'm sorry. I don't care about clockwise. Big Time Rush, Journey, and Brad Paisley for this summer's fair. I don't know anything about Big Time Rush. Journey's an old group, and Brad Paisley, I know something about. All right, so there you go right there. Other people there in the news. Other things are going on. The story was in the weekend paper, but I didn't know if you saw this or not. Talk about bad luck. But I've had this bad luck before. I can't tell you the number of times I've gone someplace in my life and it had a swimming pool or a hot tub or something that was being fixed when I showed up. So I will now, if Nancy and I are going someplace and they're advertising a swimming pool hot tub, I will say, is it usable at the day that I get there? And can I have my money back if it's not? And they go, because it's just, I can't believe in my life how many times I have. Well, here's what happened. Arnold Schwarzenegger went to see the Taj Mahal. It's the one day of the week it's closed for religious reasons. So everybody loved to see him there and everything, and they turn him away. Okay. DG star Robin Gibbs says he's making a strong recovery after putting on weight after suffering from serious illness. He told BBC Radio Friday he feels better than he has in decades. This year old had suffered from severe weight loss in recent months and has been hospitalized for stomach and colon problems that forced him to curtail public appearances. And the Bee Gees have always been one of my favorite groups. I just am glad that happened. And then we never got to the fact that Ben Gazzara died at the age of 81. Just for the weekend. Other thing. How many people have already died in Europe from what's the weather there? 175 people from the freezing weather. That's insane. Absolutely insane. All right, and we were supposed to have rain and tempestuous winds and everything today, and I don't know where it went. So the question will be when somebody does the news tonight, let's say, we lost our guy at KCOY. I'm going to go with Dave Hovde. I'm going to tell you KSBY. And Dave, when you come on tonight, could you tell us where it went? Just humorous, and say, we thought this was going to be really bad. It really turned out not to be bad at all, and here's why. The low pressure system went sideways, or it went north, it went south, it went east, it went somewhere, wherever it went. Got swallowed up in the Bermuda Triangle, that's way over here. All right, so more hostages rescued as war experience grows in the U.S. military. So they're, plus the fact that the president likes to use those guys. Here we've had these guys forever and ever and ever, and now we've found good use for them, save people. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in Egypt with the situation that's going on in Egypt. But I'll tell you, I'm just sorry it's going on, to tell you the truth. Other things going on. Now, here's good news. NASA has awarded $73 million to San Jose State University to participate in research on how people interact with new technology. Don't bother looking at me. NASA's Ames Research Center in Mountain View selected San Jose State Psychology and Human Factors Professor Kevin Jordan to lead a research project that will also involve Ames scientists, other faculty members, and graduate students. They're going to how we interact with technology. Younger people interact just fine. They know how to use it all. And then there are us older folk that go, maybe. I think, but again, I don't fault younger people's embracing this tech. I mean, I think it's that's where we are. That's what 2012 is. Is that what you see in technology is just the beginning of more technology you can see. And that's just going away. I thought to myself today, Oscar, because I hurt my foot, you know, I understand there'll be someday you'll just go to a machine and get a new foot. Yeah, it'll cost you a few $100 and that'll be it. You'll put it in the slot. You'll use some kind of a card. You'll just think to yourself, I want a new foot, and you'll put it in the machine, and then it'll bill you at home or whatever. All this stuff's gone. But the kids, they communicate. They do. They like to chat with each other on the phone and all. And a lot of people go, oh, no, the world's going to come to an end with all that. I don't think it really is. I don't think it really is. And I think that I'm going to guess this, and I could be totally wrong. But this super surge in texting that we see right now, you have to ask yourself, is that going to continue to be popular? Or is it going to be replaced with something else, which is quite possible? You know, I mean, at some point, well, here's the interesting thing. Texting is private because anybody can just make a cell phone call and say, hi, Bob, hi, Sally. But now if you text it, you text, hi, Bob, hi, Sally. So that keeps it private. So I was thinking to myself, well, maybe you can just say into your phone there, hi, Bob, hi, Sally, and then whatever you say will be typed out, which is, you know, where this voice recognition thing is obviously going to be a big part of our future. Anyway. But then you'd have to, maybe there's a way, here's what's going to happen. It's going to happen, you can take me over to me. There's going to be a little thing that has a camera that reads your lips. You know what I mean? Kind of like, similar to, what was going on with New England and the Patriots coach. All right, Belichick. So you're going to, it'll read your lips. So you can just make your mouth go, which of course you're going to look totally ridiculous, make your mouth go like that without saying it. But you make your mouth, and eventually it'll read your mind, I suppose. But I think it's only going to last so long, and then technology is going to surpass it. And everything's going on. Everything's gone. And guess what? The Crystal Cathedral is now, in fact, Catholic. So they've closed the deal on that thing right there. So I just tell you, that it doesn't matter one way or another. It's just, the UN calls Somalia famine over, but many still need emergency rations to survive food shortages that kill tens of thousands. from everything I've read, if you said to me, Bill, from what you've read up till yesterday, would you say the famine in Somalia is over? And I'd have to say to you, I don't know where it would have gone. I don't know what would have changed the landscape to say, well, yeah, it's over. It's fine now. Here's what they say. The United Nations said on Friday that the famine that has killed tens of thousands of people in Somalia this past year has ended thanks to a bumper harvest and a surge in emergency food deliveries. But conditions are still precarious, UN officials warned, with many Somalis dying of hunger and more than 2 million still need emergency rations to survive. Maybe it's a matter of numbers. You know what I mean? If you have 20 million people dying of hunger, then you've got famine. If you have 2 million people dying of hunger, you have not enough food to go around, or whatever it might be. Okay. Here's Bradley Manning in the news. The Army officer ordered a court-martial Friday for a low-ranking intelligence analyst charged in the biggest leak of classified information in U.S. history. The military Washington Commander Major General Michael Langdon referred all the charges against PFC Bradley Manning to a general court-martial. Army said in a statement, The big old court martial is happening. We're going to see what's going to happen with that. I've only got a few minutes. Somebody's calling me up, and I only got a few minutes. Don't forget the tacos are a buck a holler at Spencer's, in case somebody's calling me about that again. All right, I'm going to take a chance here and get on the phone. We only have a couple minutes.
I think the Somali government is well, of course, there is no actual government, has discovered the magic math like we use for our unemployment figures.
Yeah, and I'm not going to deny that either with the unemployment figures. I mean, unemployment figures are based on how many people have filed for unemployment in a given time. Let's say last month.
Yeah.
Well, if you have people that already are unemployed, and they are they're either A, on unemployment, or they're past any unemployment they're ever going to get, and they still can't find work. It's only new registries.
Yeah, and the people that have quit looking for work.
Right. Yeah. So
are not counted.
It's only the new filers.
There's 16% of the population is out of work, but we only have 8% unemployment because the other 8% have give up.
Well, yeah, it's 8% new unemployment, and I agree with that. When I see that figure, I say to myself, "Well, then it doesn't. That by itself doesn't mean a whole lot."
It's kind of send me up a poll. I wanted to show we have 8%.
So let me ask you this: if we had 2 million people in the United States, any state, I don't care what state you name, we had 2 million people in any state in the union that were starving to death because they had no food, and we were trying to get rations to them, we're having problems. Would we consider that to be a famine? Or we just consider,
I don't know, there's 300 million and only 2 million are dying.
Maybe it's considered a FEMA issue.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure.
Well, we tried before to help out, and it didn't work out worth a dang. Remember, Black Hawk Down.
You know, I have the hardest time with this because there's a part of me, Gary, and I hate saying this because people think, God, this guy's really screwed up in the brain. But here's the weird thing. If you have this huge population that cannot feed itself, and so it relies on outside sources to continue to feed it, and as the outside sources continue to feed it, it continues to grow.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, are we really in the long run helping people, or are we really in the long run creating a situation that at some point is going to just be the most amazingly terrible thing that we've ever heard of?
It's kind of like feeding a stray cat and then being shocked, I tell you, shocked to discover that stray cat just brought home 5 kittens.
Yeah, really. No, but you're right.
And the problem is not that they can't grow the food, it's that the warlords take the food.
Oh, yeah, and also they've had problems with the food. I mean, they just have had... No, but the problem is it wasn't like last year was a bad year. It was last year, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that. It's not that they can't grow food, and it's not the warlords just taking the food. They can't grow enough food for how many of them there are.
Yeah.
And so it's like... And I just, again, I say, I'm not sure that we're not perpetuating a very bad thing in the long run. But then if you say to yourself, okay, you say to anybody, a regular person like Bill Benica, say, okay, so will you just starve them? My reaction, of course, is no, you don't just starve them. How can you do that? But, you know, what a terrible dilemma for these people and for others, you know. Amazing thing.
Yeah, and it's not our fault, you know, and it's not our job.
Well, you're right. But, you know, we...
We tend to do that stuff.
I know, but that's how we are. That's Americans, and, you know, if you ask Americans on a personal basis, that's what we do. You know. Anyway, thanks.
I remember stories from older Marines about some group of guys that decided they were going to take a whole bunch of sea rats and just distribute them over to this village over the hill that's starving, and we're going to take a truckload of sea rats over there and give it to them. They got mobbed. You know, one was dead and the other two were, you know, because they didn't have enough sea rats for that many people.
I will say, and here's another thing that was an amazing thing to me to see, the inflationary mayhem that can happen in countries that economy is totally on its own butt. And this happens in lots of countries, but the example that I saw in Vietnam was that when I first got there, you know, there was 12 meals to a case of sea rations.
Uh-huh.
Certain things you'd want to buy, like vegetables, whatever, something off a sampan, it would be like 3 meals. Okay, you'd have to swap 3 meals for whatever it was. You didn't care. You weren't paying for the meals.
Yeah.
So you say, okay, fine. I'm not exaggerating.
Except you wouldn't take ham and lamb.
That's right. Well, they probably threw those away like the rest of us. But here's the thing. It was three meals. That's the beginning of 1968. By the beginning of 1969, something that was three meals was three cases of C rations.
Yeah.
That's how much inflation hit South Vietnam. And, of course, once we left, it was going the same. If the North Vietnamese hadn't taken over in a day and a half, the same thing was going to happen to the people anyway with their economy. All right, let's not get into that. We have no time to get into all that right now, but it's amazing. It's just amazing what we see happen around us sometimes.
I guess from your early report, the fire laddies didn't get hit as hard as we thought.
No, I thought that agreement seemed rational and sensible.
It was kind of more or less unscathed, although having a two-tiered system has become common, but it's so unfair to the kids to get hired from now on.
Yes and no. You know, I'm not going to say it's unfair. I'm going to say it's in order to be fair to the taxpayers and to the city, a two-tier system has to come into place because, you know, once again, you know, if you've gone along and you've negotiated these great benefits over the past and they're rightfully yours because they were so negotiated, that's one thing. But if you now stare down the barrel of a bankruptcy of a city and say, you know, we can't do it this way, we can't keep doing it this way, I'm not sure it's unfair because here's what's going to will tell the tale, I think, Gary, is to find out now how many firemen will you still have that want to be, how many men will still want to be firemen for the city of San Luis Obispo, even with a lesser salary and a longer retirement? I guarantee
we're going to be in less of a position to hire the best if we're not if we're not up to scale. And believe me when I tell you that the years that I got hired, it was a very poorly paid department, and a lot of our recruits were not the very finest available because they were we had guys get picked up and not take the job.
Well, this gets, we don't have time today because I've got a minute left, but this gets very interesting because then you have, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of if you said to a person now who's signing on for, what's a fireman sign up for now, about 90 grand?
No, not a starting fireman. It'd be about 50.
It is, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those guys that got the $100,000 paychecks were the overtime whores.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. I'm still saying to you, and we again look at the Central Coast, if you offer someone less than what you've seen other people paid before, as long as it's not so less than that it's ridiculous.
It's less than the surrounding departments.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, that's where the whole thing has to. I think the whole economy has dictated the fact that everybody sort of has to get on their own bandwagon and say we have to do this a different way now. Otherwise, we're just going to volunteer.
And also, what the priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're talking about $750,000 to fancify two blocks of Higuera Street. They're talking about $1 million to cover.
Don't rile the mayor with that kind of length talk right there. We don't want to get around it. We will talk again, Gary.
You will, Mr.
I thank you. This is 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Gay marriage took another step toward resuming in California with the Ninth Circuit Court decision affirming Proposition 8 as unconstitutional.
When the decision was released, there was joy among gay and lesbian couples who gathered in front of the Court of Appeals. Many of them believe they are now much closer to reaching their desired goal.
Every single human being in this state, in this country, deserves the fundamental freedom to marry the person that you love and that you choose.
But while this decision is a victory, the legal battle is far from over, and the next stop could be the U.S. Supreme Court. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Court of Appeals in San Francisco.
A second teacher at Miramonte Elementary in Los Angeles has been charged three counts of lewd acts on a child. No details given. All three acts evidently involve one 14-year-old girl. Martin B. Springer is the teacher set for arraignment this afternoon in Los Angeles. The DA asking for bail of $300,000. It's a busy day for Republicans who want to be president. Caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota. A primary in Missouri. Mitt Romney.
Colorado's got something to say about who our nominee is going to be, and I think I'm going to be that nominee.
Newt Gingrich.
People power
will defeat money power to win the nomination, and then we will defeat Obama decisively. Thank you, good luck, and God bless you.
Rick Santorum laid into Romney today, saying Romney Care, so-called, in Massachusetts, like Obamacare, so-called, also required companies with religious affiliations to cover birth control health costs. The White House is expanding the fight against Alzheimer's, spending $50 million additional dollars this year and requesting $80 million more next year. Meryl Comer is an Alzheimer's caregiver.
It's the first time a White House and its administration has stepped forward on behalf of us with a sense of urgency that the threat of this disease demands, a disease that will cost $20 trillion over the next decade.
Without a breakthrough, Alzheimer's cases are expected to double by mid-century. The State Department is planning to downsize the embassy in Baghdad.
When it was envisioned, it was touted as the world's largest embassy, but times have changed.
We want to save as much money as we can.
So State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland admits the administration is looking to change the way it does business at the U.S. Embassy Baghdad.
Our view is that it is currently too dependent on contractors.
And while the number of contractors...